You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's Thursday evening, just after 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us for the next hour and a half. We have some great tracks we're going to be playing for you, and we will definitely, as per usual, be enlightening you a little bit.
We're the, like, the Dalai Lama of radio, right?
We're the Dalai Lama of radio. Collectively, you and I. My name's Christian.
I'm Fleur.
And if this is your first time tuning in, we highlight music with a message or musicians that are using their star power to highlight social justice issues or to support charities here in Vancouver, all across Canada, or internationally, all across the world, globally.
And we inspire, trying to get you guys excited or inspired through the power of music to maybe go out and do something that you've always wanted to do that's philanthropic, or just get inspired by what an artist has been up to and support their charitable endeavors. But if you're just new to Are You Aware, you're a little bit late, because this is our second last show for a while. We're taking a hiatus.
We're taking at least a year hiatus.
Yeah.
We just kind of figured this out this week last week.
I was
or
going
2 weeks.
To.
Yeah. We've been on the air together for 8 years, I think. And
December 2009, whatever that is. Well,
yeah, I don't know the math. I'm not a mathematician, but it's been a couple of years. And Fleur is with child.
I am. I'm due December 5th. So,
which is very exciting.
It is very exciting, but I don't think I can juggle a newborn and a radio show at the same time.
No. So, and then I've decided that I just
can't do
live
it without.
I can't do it without you.
Oh, so pugnant.
Yeah, so there'll be a new show in this slot in a couple weeks' time, I'm sure.
And yeah, if we end up coming back, we may not be at this time slot. We might be another time slot, but we've got to just see how the next year pans out. But it's been an absolute pleasure. We'll get sentimental next show.
Yeah, we'll get a little sentimental next show for sure.
So, and last and final show will be November 2nd. Is that correct? On Thursday.
Yeah, it's gonna be a party.
And as always, whenever we get to the end of the year, Christian and I like to do our best of 2017 or whatever the year it is. So, seeing as it's not the end of the year, but it's the end of the road for us for a little while. We're gonna do our best of 2017. I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're going to play our favorite tracks from this past year.
And it might not necessarily be a track that was released this year. It might be just a track that really spoke to us this year. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And that track we started the show off kind of sung to me.
You liked it? Good old Elliot Brood, Canadian three-piece alternative country band formed in 2002 in Toronto. This is their new album, Ghost Gardens, and that song was 2468. It's funny, and we've talked about this numerous times, about how sometimes bands are given genres or weird genres that they anoint to themselves, or they are given by the media, but they're categorized as death country, frontier rock, or revival music. So
it's kind of folk rock or rock folk. I don't know. I like the
death
country. That sounds kind of interesting. First time I've heard of that sub genre.
It's kind of like gothic makeup with cowboy boots. I don't know, and a Texan cowboy hat on or something. Anyway, so Ghost Gardens is actually their sixth full-length studio album, and it's been released via Paperback Records. And the road to Ghost Gardens began with the rediscovery of lost demo songs from early in the band's career, nearly a decade and a half ago. So
that's
imagine
cool.
that, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
So this misplaced hard drive had long been forgotten in a garage, sitting dormant in an old suitcase. It's amazing what you find.
Find lying around. Yeah.
And the rediscovered recordings were demos and rough sketches of song lyrics and melody ideas. So they took those and then made the new album. And I think, as an indication, 2468, sometimes it's like a nice wine. You got to let it just chill for a few years.
Yeah, I was really enjoying that, actually. It had me kind of moving in my seat.
Well, and that's what we want to do today, seeing as it's bloody miserable outside. In 2013, Elliott Broud actually won a Juno Award for their World War I inspired album, Days Into Years. And over the course of their career, they have been nominated for a total of 5 Juno Awards. And in 2009, they were shortlisted for the prestigious Polaris Music Prize. So they have been around for ages and well acclaimed.
Yes, indeed. And in 2016, they collaborated with Great Lake Swimmers on classic roots rock covers, with proceeds going to Music Counts, which is a great charity. Music Counts is Canada's music education charity and is affiliated with CARES and the Juno Awards. And it celebrates musical excellence and puts musical instruments into the hands of kids who need them the most. So Music Counts and our show have a pretty decent alignment, trying to inspire people through music. And their mission is to ensure that all children and youth in Canada have access to music education, which can be very powerful.
Absolutely. And we always say that, you know, the arts is the first thing that gets cut by government funding. So we need organizations like this, Music Counts and Music Cares, to come up and support the future generations of musicians.
That's right.
Canada has a rich and vibrant...
Speaking about... we got to bring this
up. I know. Yeah. I knew you would. So
a moment of silence or something needs... We need to pay some respects to Gord Downie.
Of course.
Who was lost yesterday to brain cancer. Obviously, everyone in Canada, I'm sure, knows about this already, but we were speaking about it on the way in, and I read a New York Times article about it this afternoon, and I think in the article they framed Gord Downie's importance to our country quite well, I thought. The writer said, because she's obviously writing mainly to Americans, that there really isn't a good comparison in the United States, you know, as far as you know, artist goes, that she could kind of compare to what Gord Downie meant to Canada. There's no one in the United States like that. And I thought, wow, you know what? She is right. Like, Gord Downie meant so much to our country.
Yeah, I was reading, I don't know if it was on the National yesterday or something, there was another article, I don't know if it was the New Yorker or the New York, I don't think it was the New Yorker. Anyway, a pretty big, magazine in the States, and they were saying, you know, trying to explain the magnitude of what of his passing is to Canadians, and they said, you know, try and imagine rolling up Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, and Michael Stipe into a poet and a humble and modest human being, and you're maybe a quarter away there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought was like massive props, having those three people as, like, you know.
Yeah.
But again, and you know, on the elk of what we do here, I mean, Gord, in the last few years, he's been an advocate for numerous organizations and causes over the years, but particularly with the Indigenous people and his The Short Path, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yep.
Documentary trying to highlight what's happening up north, and then sort of, you know, really highlighting the integration of the Southern Canadians and the Northern Canadians, for want of a better word, of working together and reconciling and trying to move forward. So, and you can watch The Short Path on CBC this Sunday. It's on TV.
Awesome. There we go. I'm going to have to tune into that.
Charlie Wedge, I can't remember.
I can't say the last name, but yes.
But, and it's quite, I mean, the story of The Short Path is this young Indigenous boy that, like, ran away from a residential school and tried to walk 400 miles home, and unfortunately passed away. And it's, we've talked about this before, Australian and First Nations, Australian Aboriginals and First Nations have such a similar, be that horrific path, past. And, you know, if you've never, and you're interested in seeing a really great Australian Aboriginal story that is really powerful and really upsetting, it's called Rabbit Proof Fence. And exactly the same thing. These kids got taken from up north of Western Australia, put into these basically similar to residential schools. They escaped and went right back up and, like, walked 16,000 kilometres or something ridiculous. And then years later, her daughter got snatched and sent back, and she went and grabbed her and took her back. So it's like, it's the parallels are crazy, but it's crazy. You know, inspiring stuff as well as devastating stuff. So on that note,
let's play more tunes. Let's uplift
maybe
the mood here.
If we run out of, or if we finish our songs early, we'll play a
Gord Downie track or the Treasure.
I want to play.
I bet. All right, well, let's move on for now, so maybe we can find some time for that later in the show. Right now, we're going to play some Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. They are a Vancouver-based blues duo. Sean Hall and Matthew Rogers first met by chance at a jingle recording session in 2006. Prior to the band, Hall worked for City TV and Rogers worked as a film composer, which is cool. And they're widely known for their amazing live shows and commanding stage presence. Having only two members, they sing, play guitar, foot percussion, and harmonica. And they've had some success as well. They received the Sirius XM Indie Award in 2013 for Blues Artist of the Year and were nominated for a Juno Award for their album A Real Fine Mess. They've released 5 albums, with their most recent album, Apocalyptic, released March 2017, and they're playing the Centennial Theater in North Van in the new year, February 2nd, 2018. So here's Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you. And now a message from a very excited radio announcer.
Sorry, Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs presents the Alternative Comedy Tour.
We gotta get out of here!
Featuring star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, and everything else you like, TJ Miller.
Yeah, I was the star of Yogi Bear 3D, but I don't need to get into that.
With special guest, Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby.
I probably shouldn't be doing this. It's a risk.
And hosted by Nick Vatterott. The Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour at the Vogue Theater, November 17th. On sale now at TicketFly.com. For details, check Metro News or go to HaHaHa.com/alternative.
This has been a message from Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour.
The sun came up burning red through the window where I lay my head. The sun came up burning red. I let the TV roll on till morning. There was a wildfire warning. I'd put out the flames, the bucket, but I know this can never be said. Rosie, lay your weary head in the arms of someone else instead. Rosie, rest your weary head. I'm lying here, someone else. Queen of sorrow, queen of sadness. It's not circumstance, it's just madness. Queen of sorrow, queen of sadness. And we all know we'll never understand you. You shoot off in the night to dance with the moon. All the things that your family never knew. Rosie, lay your weary head in the arms of someone else instead. Rosie, rest your weary head. I'm lying here, someone else. Sun came up burning red through the window where I lay my head. The sun came up burning red.
The New Orchestra Workshop Society is having their 40th anniversary celebration. Come to the Roundhouse Community Center November 15th through 18th for a four-day interactive archive performance of new and old works from one of Canada's most significant improv and jazz music collectives. Tickets are on sale now at www.nowsociety.org.
A curious world of
disbelief is coming to your imagination.
Curios, Cabinet of Curiosities from Cirque du Soleil. Presented by Sun Life Global Investments. Opens October 19th under the Big Top at Concord Pacific Place. Tickets at Cirque du Soleil.
Look out my window, out my window, lust for another light. Grass is greener, grass is always green on the other side. I race, 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 then crash, 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 and speed through a yellow light. Can't tell what's real, nah, can't tell what's real. But I feel good, I cannot complain, I had a lot to say. All this living life in another realm. Bonsai, search for my name like a holy grail. Try speak your language, speak a little French, a la la la. Pinch me, I can't feel. Still don't know, but I feel good. I cannot complain. I had a lot to say, but now it's
I hope you feel all right after that song.
I'm feeling dang good.
That should wake you up on this dreary Thursday eve.
That's bringing the somber mood up a little bit. Yeah, that's what I like.
That was Bonsai. She is a 20-year-old lady born in Indiana but raised in a village near Dublin to a jazz singer and musician. So that's pretty cool. She toured with ASAP Rocky and producer Muramasa, who produced her single I Feel Alright, which is what we just heard, and has a Sony record deal and a debut album in the works. So definitely tune in for her. There we go. And she's released two EPs last year, Lunacy and Sleepy Hungry.
I like her sound. She kind of reminds me of MIA a bit.
That's one of her influences.
Really?
And Santa Gold.
Look at me go. Yeah, and Santa Gold a little bit too. Yeah, I like that a lot.
So you can find out more of her stuff on SoundCloud under Bonsai.
Before that, we played Bermuda Triangle. What was that track called?
That track was called Rosie.
Rosie. So Bermuda Triangle with Rosie. In summer of 2017, Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, Becca Mancari and Jesse Lafser announced their new trio, Bermuda Triangle. And if you're not familiar with Brittany Howard and Alabama Shakes, wow, that woman has pipes like so unbelievable, right?
We saw her. She was amazing.
We did, and absolutely amazing. So the three share songs and trade harmonies in Bermuda Triangle, and the first official audio release from them is a version of Lafster's song Rosie, which we just played.
Yeah.
And they're currently in the studio working on an album. And in 2017, the Alabama Shakes played the annual Tibet House benefit concert.
Yeah.
Which has been going on for quite some time.
Quite some time. And Brittany's been involved in a lot of different charity initiatives as well. So I'm sure as Bermuda Triangle gets bigger and bigger, they will too.
Yeah, I love that sound.
Yeah, it's quite different from the Alabama Shakes. There's a bunch of songs up on
It's softer.
Bermuda Triangle SoundCloud. Just be careful when you go into SoundCloud because there's two Bermuda Triangles. You want to find the one with the black and white photo of the three girls looking lovely, because there's another one where it was like an angry skull or something, and I was like, that's not who we want to be playing with. So yeah, check them out. I think they're going to be doing some great things. Up next, we have the Canadiana. Just keep going.
The Canadiana keeps going. So we're going to play the Rural Alberta Advantage. They're a Canadian indie rock band that formed in 2005 in Toronto. They've released four albums now and are signed to Paper Bag Records in Canada. Their fourth studio album, The Wild, was released a week ago. Yeah, October 13th. So
that's what we're listening to.
Yeah, and the band's been nominated for two Juno Awards, Best New Group, and Video of the Year for their song called Stamp, which was a great track. And they were longlisted for the 2011 Polaris Music Prize as well. They were awarded the CBC Music Prize for Best Independent Artist in 2014, so they definitely have been receiving some accolades. And they're playing the Commodore Ballroom with Yukon Blonde, another great Canadian band, on November 24th. So that'd be a hot ticket to get.
Absolutely. Yukon Blonde, Vancouver, right?
So Kelowna, Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where they're based at now, but I think they started in Kelowna and then moved to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure where they're at right now. But in 2009, the Rural Alberta Advantage contributed a song to Friends in Bellwoods 2, a 40-song double album compilation, with all proceeds from the album going to Toronto's Daily Bread Food Bank. It's unfortunate. In Toronto and in this city, people go hungry frequently, and food banks are extremely valuable to these folks. So kudos to the Rural Alberta Advantage for supporting a organization of that nature.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people forget about food banks until around
Christmas. Christmas.
There we go. I was about to say the same thing.
Sorry, I leaned back to relax a little bit there and forgot I needed to speak into a microphone.
But obviously, they need your support, donations, whether it's monetary or food, all year round, not just at Christmas or Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was charitable all year round instead of at Christmas?
It'd be absolutely wonderful.
Make our jobs a lot easier.
It would, yeah. Totally.
Without any further ado, here is White Lights by the Rural Alberta Advantage. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It's been a while. Swear that I'd admire the view all night long. Never knew the mark I left on you now, but alone. Your fiery plans, they won't do. Never knew the mark I put on you all alone.
This one's called White Lights, if you guys like.
Been a fire all night, 'cause the safe plan was wild and loose, but I've been tired all night, so I guess it puts the weight on you. It takes a heart attack to crush this old cluttered tube, but I still want the hard life, 'cause you swear it took the weight off. Never knew the
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
The room, baby, she got that glow. I know you see me over here, so dance on me real slow. We've been going for about 2 hours, and I don't even know your name. So, baby, please reveal, reveal. Your friends are calling you, baby, stay with me instead. I know you're saying that you're tired, there's good time we had.
We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky.
Hey. Showing living by the G code. What the f is Fleek though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush! That's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles. Blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm up there corny riot garments. Top five diet on them. On them super fly slicker top bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y-I seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Confronted by the Ally Nation, Alien Nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alien Nation.
Illuminati, emergency on planet Earth. The currency is murder, you a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation halusa. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward, the tricks in the suture. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Yassin and Yassin in the R.E.B. I mean it, I mean. Original nation, with one side of the solid with it. True and live it.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was a tribe called Red, which is a fave of ours around here, is it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're a Canadian electronic music group who blend instrumental hip-hop, reggae, Mubaton and dubstep influenced dance music with elements of First Nations music, particularly that vocal chanting and drumming that you heard in that track. And I love it. What they're doing, at least as far as I'm concerned, is very unique. And, you know, they're getting some attention for it, too. So they're based in Ottawa, and they consist of three DJs. After releasing a number of tracks online and DJing at various dance and Aboriginal events, the band released their self-titled debut album as a free internet download in 2012, which I think that's really cool that they released it for free.
And it's smart to get the word out, right, as well? I mean,
oh, it's a great way to promote yourself.
And Radiohead's done that, where they're like, well, you could download this illegally for free, or we can just
give it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
A gift from us to our fans.
And I mean, well, and it's quite different with Radiohead. They've established, you know, global band. But a band, I mean, that's guts and you know, real confidence to actually release a debut for free.
For sure. And in 2012, if you think back, I'm going to say music piracy was probably a big issue in 2012.
It still is.
It still is, for sure. But that was before, like, people were at least paying for streaming services and things like that. I think in 2012, most people were probably pirating music. So I think it's a good chance to take for them to release it for free, you know, get it out there and use it to promote themselves so that they can make ends meet in other ways through touring.
Absolutely. And it paid off because they were longlisted for the Polaris Music Prize in 2012. So
that, yeah, that's exactly right. So their second album, Nation to Nation, was released in 2013 and was named again as a long-listed nominee for the Polaris Music Prize that year. And in July 2013, it was named to the prize's final 10 album shortlist as well. 2014, they garnered two Juno Award nominations for Breakthrough Group of the Year and Electronic Album of the Year, winning the award for the former. And they released Burn Your Village to the Ground, a non-album protest song about the complicated Aboriginal relationship with the colonialist connotations of Thanksgiving. Interesting.
I know. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And they... The album that we just heard was We Are the Hallucination. I hopefully pronounced that correctly. And it's R.E.D. and it features Yazin Bey, or Mostef, as I like to call him, Narsi and Black Bear. And we were talking about that just then. It was nice to hear Yazin Bey or Mostef.
Let's call him Mostef.
I know. I love Mostef. You haven't heard him for a while, so it was nice to hear him actually come back. Because I'd heard a rumor that he'd given up music and acting and he was going into fashion designing, but then also was banned from South Africa. So I don't know. He's having a moment.
He's having a moment. Moment of some sort.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
There was a few other collaborators on this We Are the Hallucination, including Narsi, that was on that song Red, as well as Black Bear. And then Shad, Tanya Tagak, and Joseph Boyden as well. And the band is not shy about talking about what they believe in and being charitable. They're very vocal supporters of I Don't Know More, the movement for First Nations movement from a couple of years ago. And they, in 2013, they issued a public statement asking non-Aboriginal fans to refrain from cultural appropriation by not wearing headdresses and wall paint to their shows. And furthermore, one of the members actually filed a human rights complaint against an amateur football club in Ottawa that was using Redskins as its club name. And in 2014, the band withdrew from a scheduled performance at the official opening ceremony of the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, citing concerns about the museum's depiction of Aboriginal human rights issues.
Standing up for what they believe in. You gotta appreciate that, right? Who'd we have before that?
We had Odessa, if I say it correctly, Odessa, with Across the Room featuring Leon Bridges from their album A Moment Apart. And they're an American electronic duo from Seattle, so just down the road. And they formed in 2012, shortly before they graduated from Western Washington University. And their debut album, Summer's Gone, was released in 2012 to much acclaim in the underground electronic music community. Although this song wasn't really that electronic, was it?
It was
more soulful. And in December 7, 2015, Odessa's Say My Name was nominated for Best Remixed Recording Non-Classical at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards. Now, that's a title, Best Remixed Recording non-classical. I didn't even think that. I wouldn't have thought that that was even a thing.
Some of the awards are very unique, we'll say.
The duo's third studio album, which you just heard, was A Moment Apart and was only released last month, September 8th. So brand spanking new. And Across the Room, that you just heard, that single was released October 9th, so like a week and a bit ago.
Yeah, that's right. And in 2015, they launched Foreign Family Collective, an outlet for musicians and visual artists alike. Their goal was to help upcoming artists gain more exposure by releasing one-off singles. And as of 2016, there had been 39 singles released. In 2015, they had an Instagram campaign. During their winter tour, they gave away two tickets and a signed LP of In Return for every show, even the sold-out ones. And to enter to win, you had to share an Instagram photo of yourself giving back or doing something nice for someone, which I think that's a great campaign.
Mm-hmm.
An example would be volunteering, donating, or doing something nice for a stranger or a friend. And they'll be playing two shows in Vancouver at the P&E in early November, November 3rd and 4th.
There you go. And now we have a little-known band from Canada.
Yeah, these guys aren't very well-known at all. We're going to play some Arcade Fire. This track's called Electric Blue from their latest album called Everything Now, which was released this year. They're from Montreal, Quebec, as most people probably know. They were founded in 2001 by friends and classmates Wynn Butler and Josh Dew. And the band came to prominence in 2004 with the release of their critically acclaimed debut album Funeral.
So yeah, on January 19th, 2017, the band released a new single to coincide with Donald Trump's presidential inauguration entitled I Give You Power, and the song featured guest vocals from Mavis Staples with all the proceeds donated to ACLU. And they said on Twitter, it's never been more important that we stick together and take care of each other. Love Mavis Staples and Arcade Fire. So that is absolutely, definitely something that we should all remember, not just during these terrible bushfires and floods, but year-round. And the American Civil Liberties Union is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization whose stated mission is to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties guaranteed to every person in America by the Constitution and laws of the United States. So without further ado, let's play this album. They actually played last week. You saw them. Were they fantastic?
Yeah, they played last Friday. I thought they were absolutely fantastic. I would suggest if Arcade Fire is playing in your city, go check them out if you get the opportunity.
Absolutely. All right. Without further ado, here's Arcade Fire, Electric Blue. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Faith in photographs, curse those martyrs that mark my path. Not long for a day we'll look back and laugh about all this. Good luck finding your peace of mind, being born into these brutal times. These days I don't pray when I close my eyes, I just bite my tongue a bit hard. You were a lie I chose to believe, a lie I chose to believe. Let's float these gutters up past heaven's gate, get me out of these damn desert states. Hear the one about the hand of fate. Oh man, it'll make your heart stop. You ever wish that you could just back out, take your nickels and go cash out? Forget the faces you've been crying about, see where forgiveness takes you. Well, I chose to. Well, I chose to believe. Sweet surrender like the break of dawn, with the map laid out and the arrows drawn. But I think too much and wait too long, and I never tell but you know how to lift me when I sink to. Just a little solid ground to stand, all I ever need. So shout it out from the heavens above, hell ain't nothing but the devil's drug. Love ain't a sickness, well I once thought it was, when I was too surrounded to see. My lies I chose to believe, lies I chose to believe. You were a lie I chose to believe.
Can't hurt you now.
the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We're having a grand old time in the studio here. I'm learning some new things.
Let's leave it at that.
But Fleur's got me laughing. And we were also partying a little bit because that song got us in the mood, kind of woke us up a little bit. We had the monitor in here cranked. I think the studio windows were kind of shaking a bit.
Well, you got to crank it for Patty.
You got to. So that was Patty Smith with Because the Night from that track was recorded in 1978.
You weren't even born then.
I wasn't even born yet. And you know what? It still sounds great. For those that don't know, Patty Smith. She's an icon. She's an American singer-songwriter, poet, visual artist who became an influential component of the New York City punk rock movement with her 1975 debut album called Horses. And she was referred to as the punk poet laureate, and she fused rock and poetry into her work. Her most widely known song was that one right there, Because the Night, which was co-written with the boss, Bruce Springsteen, and it reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1978.
And in 2007, she was actually indicted. Whoa.
She was not indicted. Let's not spread rumors now.
Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in 2010, she won the National Book Award for her memoir, Just Kids. Rolling Stone magazine listed her list of 100 greatest artists published in December 2010 put her in the 47th place.
She's up there.
Should be higher.
Yeah. She's known as an activist that supports many causes, and a number of them are political. In 93, she contributed Memorial Tribute Live to the AIDS benefit album No Alternative, which was produced by the Red Hot organization, which we've talked about on the show many times. She's also been a supporter of the Green Party and backed Ralph Nader in the 2000 United States presidential election. And she's also been very, very, very vocal against the sexualization of women in music, which it's unfortunate, but women or female artists are generally packaged up into a pretty nice little sexy product to push album sales, right?
Well,
like, how often does that happen?
Absolutely. And she, you know, I think there's a few artists out there that don't do that, that has stand their ground, and Patty has definitely been one of them. She could have been behind the scenes, but she was always true to herself and not over-sexualizing herself, whether it was done by somebody else or what have you, and she kept the music true.
Yeah, she's a great role model for a female artist.
Absolutely. And before that, we had John Moreland from the song Lies I Chose to Believe from his album Big Bad Love, spelled L-U-V, that was released in 2017. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he played his first show when he was only 13 years old. And in the early 2000s, during high school, he played in local punk and hardcore bands, which is interesting because that was such a sweet, quiet song.
He's definitely not playing hardcore anymore.
No. He self-performed and self-produced and produces music that is influenced by his Oklahoma roots. Music that is gloriously and joyfully heartbreaking, which is a definite
true to that
explanation of the song that we heard, Lies I Choose to Believe. And Moreland has cited Steve Earle as his gateway to folk music, and he switched genres from hardcore to folk when he heard Earle's song Rich Man War. He's a man after your own heart, isn't he?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And other influences were Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt.
And something interesting that I found out about Moreland was he runs his own mail order business and ships his own records, packing the records and taking them to the post office himself. And he does this because all of his favorite labels used that method. So I think that's really cool, a real do-it-yourself attitude. And he participates in the Folk Alliance International Conference every year, which is a nonprofit folk music conference that is held annually in Kansas City. And in 2017, he released his seventh album, Big Bad Love, on 4AD. And the title is a nod to the book by the name, Larry Brown. And the record is the first where Moreland recorded with a full band. So,
very cool.
Full band on that track.
And before, we've only got like 20 minutes and we've got four more songs.
A couple.
God, this baby brain is
speaking
really
generalizations. It's easy.
Thank God we've
got a couple songs left.
A few. A bushel. Next up is King Krewel with their song Check One from the album The Ooze, which was released this year. And they're an English singer, rapper, songwriter, record producer, and musician. Whoa. And began recording music in 2010 under the Monkey Zookid. And the following year, he adopted his present name. His debut full-length album, 6 Feet Beneath the Moon, came out in 2013 to positive reviews. And his music blends elements of punk, jazz, and hip-hop, darkwave, and trip-hop. And he has been likened to Morrissey and Edwin Collins, which is interesting. He's inspired by dispatriate influence such as Elvis Presley, Gene Vincent, Fela Kuti, Jay Dilla, Billy Bragg, and the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. There's a mix right there.
Yeah, and if you listen to his sound, it's pretty interesting. From track to track, it can change quite a bit. So what he's doing is very, very interesting. It actually took me a couple listens to start digging it a bit. So, check him out, but give the kid a chance. He's among the artists who have contributed to a new short story collection, which was published this year for charity. It was called Stories for Ways and Means, and it compiled over the last decade by Waxploitation founder Jeff Antebi and featured short stories that have been written by 30 musicians in collaboration with a range of visual artists. The theme of the stories is grown-up children's tales, and it is also being released in a video format, which is awesome. All sales of Stories for Ways and Means goes towards charities such as Room to Read, Pencils of Promise, and 826 National. And each organization focuses on advancing children's causes around the world with a particular focus on literacy. King Krewel, he's going to be here. He's playing the Vogue on November 5th.
Far away?
I think tickets are sold out.
Oh, no.
But, you know, grab them from your local scalper.
There you go.
Yeah. Here's King Krewel. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Ask me why I'm here. come here every night? Do you need to tell us something? No, I need a place to write. And as the sea of darkness forms and casts us into night, you asked me what our name was called, but I found it hard to write. One time I was impaled forlorn and thrown into a pile. I said, you know where I'm coming from, and she looked me in the eye. Lover boy, you drowned too quick, you're fading out of sight. Is it the numb density? Can't even look her in the eye. Where tiny men have been absorbed, questioning the sky, to when and where the stars were formed, to glance upon this night. Light years to sit upon and paint us as we lie. And to think it's us she's wasted on, can't even look her in the eye. See, I found a new place to mourn. She asked me who died. What if there's a darker uniform? I need a place to hide. As simple as his faith had gone, the burning of the spire. And yet he still searched for warmth, but it was cold by the fire.
Recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest-standing big band, Primetime Big Band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah
blah. Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
There was a time you put your hand on the small of my back. I was surprised that you touched me like that. But there in your hand was a current of life. I could hardly stand or stay still. And I didn't imagine it. If I did, I'd have made some joke of it. It was strange how I could feel so sane, so plain when you're around. Colored rose and easy. Yeah, I could see it so simple, unsubtle, impossible, clearly and strange, far and as close as a mountain range. On the horizon, driving all day, there I was, so sane, so plain after everything.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Again, we're just having a blast in here.
Keeping it perfectly unpolished right till the end.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have one more track left, but we want to tell you what we just played for you. So that was The Weather Station with 30 from their latest self-titled album that was released this year. Before that, we had my boy Chad Van Galen with Mind Hijacker's Curse from his latest album called Light Information. And any final messages before we sign off here and play?
Just be good to one another, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for our best of 2017 and our last show for a little while.
For a little while, yeah, that's right.
Or
so
a year or so.
We're going to leave you tonight with The War on Drugs. This track's called The Strangest Thing. Again, you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
The beauty of